There are no power lines running through the village of Langem in the Fatick region of Senegal. Like many rural areas here, people here are not connected to the national electricity grid. But after years of waiting for power, the local government has turned to renewable energy, installing 8 solar panels to power outside lights. Village Chief Hokan Ndong says people are no longer afraid to go out at night.
Legi dekk bi ay sat yi nga xamne dañu doon dugg ci dekk bi ci guddigi.
Ndong says robbers who used to come during the night to steal from the village are not coming anymore because there is light.
Waxuma la mag yi sax me da ngay yoni xele digante ker ak ker nga yoni ko fofu.
Ndong says before the village had light, older people would not leave their houses or send their children out after dark because they were afraid of being bitten by snakes. Now, Ndong says family gatherings such as baptisms, weddings, and religious rituals no longer stop after sundown. And students who used to spend hours crouched beneath the flicker of a candle or flashlight now easily complete their studies. Solar power in Langem is part of a renewable energy project sponsored by the French region of Poitou-Charentes. Mourou Diop is the project's business manager.
Heureusement, en Afrique, au Sénégal surtout, on dispose d'une énergie qui est de quantité suffisante.
Diop says electricity in Senegal can be solved by solar energy. With a brief rainy season, Senegal has nearly 9 months of uninterrupted sunshine every year. So Diop says solar energy is the country's most reliable and easily accessible source of energy. That is why Fatick's regional government partnered with Poitou-Charentes in 2008 to develop a renewable energy project in Senegal to give light to villages such as Langem. Senegal is struggling to keep pace with rising fuel costs and growing demands for electricity, which have led to major blackouts countrywide. It is forcing some people to rethink the nation's future energy plans. Mamadou Touré is Fatick's regional environmentalist.
Depuis quelques années, quand même. Les services ne marchent plus, les ménages ne parviennent plus à avoir assez d'énergie.
Touré says that for many years, the Fatick region has had regular power cuts and people have not been able to work. But Touré says after installing small solar units to keep computers and phone lines connected, many people can continue working. He says local businesses are turning to solar power as a backup, and some are even relying on it as a main source of energy.
Nous essayons de voir, à travers la carte de la région, des villages qui sont assez éloignés du réseau électrique.
Touré says the project aims to install solar panels in villages that are unlikely to have electricity 10 years from now. Langem Chief Ndong says solar power illuminates health posts and allows people to charge their cell phones.
Les rayons lampes, amna lim fi def ci dekk bi ci njang mi. Ndax xalé yi
Ndong says solar light improves education in the village and makes life safer for everyone because children used to study by kerosene lanterns that could catch huts on fire. Now they can study safely during the night. Ndong says it has really improved their lives. Charging phones, illuminating health posts, fighting off snakes and thieves. Could solar energy be the future for Senegal? Project manager Diop says with the constant evolution in technology, solar units will become less expensive.
C'est une politique quand même. C'est une politique parce que l'énergie solaire parcourt tout le Sénégal, ça veut dire que l'énergie...
Diop says the future of solar power in Senegal is political because there is no competition for the national electricity provider Senelec. With all the problems of power cuts, he says a gradual push towards solar power should make it a long-lasting contributor to the country's energy needs. Katie Moore for VOA News, Langem, Senegal.